Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm going to continue this week talking about what's at the very center of the Christian life. What's it all about? What's the message we're bringing to the world? What's the message I'm hopefully living each day? It begins with what God has done for us. It doesn't begin with what we're supposed to do for God. We can kind of get those flipped. And if we do, we start our week the wrong way, or we start our day the wrong way. It's very important that we do what God calls us to do, to follow his commands. It's tied to the fundamental thing that I want to touch on again today, which I began yesterday. I was just talking about God's love for us and receiving that love and living from that love. I think there are many, many baptized. I mean, I know this in my own life, so this is one of the reasons I want to talk about it, that it's something that we know and accept in our mind by faith. Like yes, God is love, and God loves us, and that was expressed on the cross, and yep, that's a fact that I believe it. Now, the question is, does that love make a difference in how you live each day? Does it give you life? Does it make a difference in how you see God, how you see others, how you see yourself? Do you experience there being a power at work in you, moving you closer and closer, deeper and deeper into the mystery of what we've been given, what God initiated, what God started, what God did, not only to save us, to take away sin's grip on us, the regime of the world, the flesh and the devil, the power of sin, all of which Jesus came to deal with. And he put it all away. He destroyed it all. He swallowed it up in victory. He disarmed it all. For what purpose? To make it possible for you and me and everyone that bears the image, every human being, an image bearer, made in God's image and likeness, made by love, made for love. God comes in his Son in an act of total mercy expressed in Jesus, and the wonder of what's expressed in Jesus. God the Father, I mean, everything. Jesus is the truth. He's the one, he's the word that comes, and God the Father says to the Son, this is the fullness of time. The rescue begins. And in that fullness of time comes a full revelation, comes an unveiling. Light shines, and we're able to see deeper, even deeper than the Jews did in the Old Testament, the chosen people. God gradually in creation, I mean, you could say right from the beginning, creation itself, God is revealing. We know something about God's, the magnitude of God, the beauty of God, the goodness of God. And then sin enters the world and it all gets marred and confused and impacts the human relationship with God. But nonetheless, creation communicates to us what dimensions of what God is like. And then God reveals himself more fully. He creates a people and Abraham, the patriarchs, and the journey of the chosen people and deeper revelation until it does reach the fullness of time when the Messiah comes, the one born of a woman, Mary, that in that fullness, the fullness of what comes is the full life of God comes in the person of Jesus, enters into his own creation, and then unites that life to human flesh that could not, under its own power and resources, lift itself up, become something more than a frustrated creature, never able to reach what we were made for, no matter what we accomplish on the planet, no matter what we do. Because we live under a dominion of darkness, we live separated from God, and the only thing that leads human beings to ultimate fulfillment is the capacity to come into union with God. Only that reality will bring us fulfillment. Nothing else will. There's a lot of stuff here on earth that can distract us for a time, that can give us some sense of purpose and fulfillment, all of that. There's a lot of it, a lot of bad stuff and some good stuff, all of it, you know, this whole range. And we fill ourselves up with as much of it as possible, but in the end, it doesn't satisfy. In the end, because physical death happens and separates us from all of it, everything we've done, everything we've achieved, everything we've united, we're separated from. And that's the shadow of death. And it's a power, it's a dominion. And the only thing that overcomes it is the one Savior of the world, Jesus, who swallowed up death in victory and brought about the possibility of eternal life. And God is life. Christianity is about this new life, this new creation that comes to us in the person of Jesus. And what's at the heart of it? We receive the gift and grace in baptism to believe, the gift of faith. This not only the faith, and that is the believing in the facts of salvation, and that's important, but it's a grace that allows us to trust what we believe, what we know, what's been revealed to us. And it goes deep, deep into the soul, and you can hear the cry of the apostles. I think of Paul. I've talked many times on the program over the years, Ephesians chapter 1, where this beautiful apostolic prayer, it's his heart cry to the Father on behalf of those who he's shepherding, and by God's plan and purpose, it's in the Word of God for all time, this apostolic prayer. There's other ones in the Bible, but that one in particular where Paul is just crying out to the God of glory, the Father of all glory. He prays that God would enlighten, shed his light into our heart, the eyes of our heart, so we could see and experience fundamental reality of what we've actually been given. He said, so that we would know what? We would know the hope to which we've been called. The hope. Faith allows us to see what God has done. The knowing, the seeing. Hope is this confidence, this grace that says, what I see, what's being revealed here, this is for me. And I see where it's taking me. How do I see it? I see it in the person of Jesus. Who Jesus is, what he's become, where he is. He's given it all to me, and I can see my destiny. And there's a power in that hope if we're really living it, and we're allowing the grace of the Holy Spirit to fill the heart. As Pope Francis in his encyclical, I think it was an encyclical or apostolic exhortation on hope, reminded us, key line in Romans 5:5, this hope does not disappoint us. Why? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. It's not just an idea that God passed along for us to hang on to. It's real life. It's God's life. It's divine life. It's eternal life. It's a person, the third person of the Trinity, given to us. This is how we're born again. He makes us born again to become a new creation, become a child of God, and our hearts and our spirit now is wide open. So Paul's praying for us because he knows we need help to not only believe it, but to embrace and hold on to that confident hope that's there. And all of this is an experiential reality. I don't mean to say it's just emotion, but it's a knowledge that's transformational. Christianity means change. It means real change. And one way to really find out, am I growing? Am I walking in it? If I'm stuck in guilt and shame and self-condemnation, even after going to confession and things like that, and filled with discouragement and all of that, then we know we're not accessing this grace and power, and the devil's there to try to steal it. And habit patterns of thinking and ways of being maybe are still traps for us, that the Lord wants to spring us from those traps. And Paul is praying that we come to that confident hope, knowing the Holy Spirit. And then he said, not only the hope to which that we've been given, but the glorious inheritance that's ours in the saints who've gone before us that are living in the full glory of Jesus Christ, the full triumphant, radiant glory of perfect existence in love itself. I mean, love is the most powerful thing because God is love. God is love. And our deepest longing, whether we believe it or not, we try to find it in its totality in relationships or in sexual pleasure, whatever. People try to find it there. But even human love, which is expressed in marriage, which is an image of the love and communion union we have with God, it's a good, but it's not enough. It's a great gift and it's wonderful, but it's not enough. Only God will satisfy your thirst, your hunger, your soul. God alone, and the gaze at your destiny, the capacity to have eyes to see the inheritance, which is yours, a down payment has been made for you in baptism. You now, the down payment of an eternal inheritance. Eternal inheritance is eternal life with God. And you might say, okay, yeah, that sounds good, but I accept it, but it doesn't bring about much change in my life. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in. This is where we need to build and open ourselves every day in a deeper way to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the gift par excellence. There's nothing like it. There's nothing more precious that you possess, that you have, than the gift, if you're baptized into Christ, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, the Spirit of love between the Father and the Son from all eternity is given to you and to me. And the Holy Spirit is not just a power out there somewhere. He's a person. And the Holy Spirit comes to reveal to you. Listen to this from John 14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. So it's really good to ask the question, how do I respond to this love? It's beginning to grow in my heart. What's the best way I can love God back? The best way is to love him the way Jesus showed us here on earth, to make the will of God your food, to devour his purpose for you, to just go after it and trust it deep down. Yes, Lord, I come to do your will. I come to do your will. I'm happy to do your will. My heart is full of love for you. And so I'm not worried about what I might miss out on by walking the path you put before me, or what autonomy, you know, the world wants to tell me I'm losing my freedom or my autonomy or my radical independence and my own self-creative power and freedom and all the rest of that garbage. No, what I'm seeing in Jesus, and I'm trusting in the Holy Spirit is giving me grace to see and to believe and trust. And I say, yes, this is the way. I want to love God back, and this is how to do it. And then the reading goes on. It says, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. Here it is. He who loves the Son will be loved by the Father. He who loves the Father will be loved by the Son. It's a love affair that we're being drawn into. It's not just rule keeping. It's not just a moral system. And then it goes on. This is the best part of it. And I will love him, Jesus said, and manifest myself to him, to her, to every person. He promised, that's a promise. And that manifestation comes through the gift of the Spirit. And that's why Paul is praying, and it's the Holy Spirit that will give us a clarity and a power to live in hope, to give us understanding of our destiny and the inheritance and the glory that awaits us and the foretaste we're already receiving here on earth in the Holy Spirit, in the church, in the life of the sacraments, in the Word of God, in the mission and the wonder of knowing the Lord. And finally, the immeasurably great power in us who believe. I mean, think how often you think about how we're so confronted by our weakness. We compare ourselves to others and we just feel so weak and broken in so many ways. But there's a power in you, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The dunamis, the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit is in you. And it's just not a force. Again, it's a person. Ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help us see and live and walk in these truths. Thank you, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.